listener production.
Hey, it's Madeline Larson here with the National News Briefing. In breaking news, the Electoral Commission has overturned a legality that would have seen thousands miss out on voting tomorrow. The AEC has backflipped on a ban that prevented those who tested positive to COVID between Saturday and Tuesday from using the phone service as they were too late to register. Tom Rogers has signed a brief to government recommending that eligibility is expanded. Meantime, marginal seats are top of mind for both party leaders as we count down to the big day. It's tipped to be a tight race with polls decreasing the gap between the Coalition and Labor this week. So we headed out and asked early voters what the big issues are that determine the numbers they put on their ballot.
Wages need to go up. They've needed to go up for years.
Housing, you know, trying to upgrade. And then, of course, cost of living's gone up, so it's been hard to upgrade.
Domestic violence issues. The bullying, it's just too much of it happening nowadays. And it's ridiculous, really. So needs to be done. Something needs to be done about it.
There's just so much blown out spending and it's all pork barrelling.
Would you like to see a federal anti-corruption watchdog?
I think it probably would be of benefit.
An earthquake has struck off the coast overnight. The 6.9 magnitude quake rocking Tasmania's Macquarie Island, about halfway between New Zealand and Antarctica. Australia was briefly put on tsunami watch for around an hour before it was downgraded. And McDonald's has found a buyer for its Russian franchise after announcing it would close 850 stores in the country amid the invasion of Ukraine. Olympic champion Zach Stubblety-Cook smashed a world record at the Aussie swim trials in Adelaide last night, the 23-year-old setting a new mark in the 200-metre breaststroke.
World record for Zach Stubblety-Cook. The Olympic champion is now the fastest man ever.
On Amazon Prime there last night in the NRL, the Broncos down the Knights 36-12. And we could find out today the highly debated time of the AFL Grand Final that returns to the G this year.
Listener.